I think it was on last week's programme, friends, that I played Anne Marie O'Riordan's version of Hard Times Come Again No More. During the week, a friend of mine contacted me and said, have you heard Day Dannon's version? So I had a look among my Day Dannon collection, and there it was. Their wonderful arrangement, Day Dannon and Hard Times Come Again No More. Yes, slightly longer track than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. I love the harmony there. That was Day Dannon and Hard Times Come Again No More. Now, another request from an email I got during the week said, Joe, on last week's programme, you played the Chieftains singing the Galway Shore. Is there any chance, Joe, that you could play it again? I tuned into the programme in the middle of that particular track, and I'd love to hear it again. Okay, this is for Sue, who's one of my regular contributors, email-wise. The Chieftains and the Galway Shore.
Near Aran Mor, in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel, she was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, she kept on talking till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him, the foggy Jew." I fed the black bird, the stag of Arney, poor Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She is sighing each note like an Irish linnet, till tears come into her eyes so blue. Wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with her ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a always shawl. I took and rode for old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me, then she said, "Goodbye, sir, but my heart remains with that Galway shawl." She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
And around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. I said earlier we might have a second track from Foster and Allen, my favourite Irish duo. Now you all know this song.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea, and I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Shades of evening, their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
The last time I played a version of that track, I think it was by Sean Dunphy, but there we heard Foster and Allen and the Rose of Tralee. On a recent programme of Sounds Irish, I played a track by Golden Bough. Can't remember exactly what it was. I'm going to play you another one of their tracks now. This has a lovely sort of folky feel about it. It's called My Lovely Irish Maid. And listen to the lyrics, because like a lot of Irish ballads, it tells a story.
As I rode out one morning so early as I strayed, it being all in the month of May, the birds sang in the shade, and the sun shone out right merrily, and following with pride were the primroses and daisies down by Blackwater side. I had not gone but half a mile when there by chance I spied two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he entwined her in his arms, these words to her he said, "It is when I am in America I'll prove true to my Irish maid. It's when you are in America some Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own, more pleasing to your eye. You will forget these promises and vows to me you made. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." "It is when I am in America some Yankee girls I'll see, but they must be very handsome to remind me love of thee. For there's not a flower in yonder grove, no bloom in yonder glade, that can remind me love of you, my lovely Irish maid." "It's many's the foolish youth," she said, "has fled to some foreign shore, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. It's in the crossing of the Atlantic foam sometimes these graves are laid. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." Like two fond hearts together this couple did embrace, like honey drops upon the dew the tears rolled down her face, saying, "There's not a day that you're away but I'll visit still these glades, until you do return again to your lovely Irish maid." Thank you.
along with some fine singing there, some good instrumental work as well. Golden Bough and My Lovely Irish Maid. I think on nearly every programme of Sounds Irish, I feature a Dermot O'Brien track. Not just because Dermot for a long time was a very good friend of mine. He's no longer with us now, he's gone to God. But I also thought that he's a wonderful musician, a fantastic instrumental player, and a good singer and a good songwriter. Here Dermot is singing about sailing home to Dublin City.
I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing. I'm a liberty boy that I'll never deny, and I love the old town I was born in, and I rue the day that I sailed away on a gray November morning. Oh, my love shed a tear as we stood on the pier, but I told her I had to be going. You're my treasure and pearl, and my own darling girl, but my wild oats I had to be sowing. But I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing. I've seen all of the sights and this great world's delights, and I've sailed from Vancouver to Dover, and I've hunted the whale, and I've weathered the gale. Now my roving days are all over, for I miss Moor Street smell and the only peace well, and the pigeon house lights in the evening, and Dolly Mount Strand, where we walked hand in hand, and we watched while the mailboat was laving. Oh, I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing to be there. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing.
And now the lovely haunting sound of Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies and All Their Friends and Down by the Sally Gardens. You know, this song goes through my head countless times during the week. I just love this melody. Now for one of the most requested songs on Sounds Irish from day one. I am aware that we have had Frank McCaffrey on the programme, but I like his version of this song. Oh, happy days for Joe with the Hoolies in the house. My brother-in-law used to sing this song very well indeed, and I dedicate it to any Kathleen listening to me.
Take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean, wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been since first you were mine. Bonnie bride, the rose is all have left your cheeks. I watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whenever you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. I know you love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, oh many times I see a dark shadow on your brow. Take you home, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home.
Well, I hope you were, as I was, singing along with that. I think that's one of the nicest versions of that particular song. It was Frank McCaffrey's version of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen.
Town in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Oh, she looked so sweet from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Sure, the coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped and I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling rare, and I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the girl with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me with a smile, said he, just a gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rose McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. Mm-hmm.
travel a bit, but I ne'er was hit since my roving career it began. And fair and square, I surrendered e'er to the charms of Rose McCann. With a heart to let to no tenant yet did I meet with a shawl or a gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the county down.
From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town.
Sure no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
Fair Isle folk, singing and playing and telling us all about the star of the County Down. Well, friends, this brings us to the end of this week's Sounds Irish. Just before I go, a couple of things. First of all, as I said, I think on last week's programme, our little programme now has now been taken by a goodly number of radio stations around the world. And it doesn't matter what part of the world you're living in, I'd love to hear from you if you're listening to Sounds Irish. Just put the email address. Now, first of all, you don't have to worry about my name. The email address is everton274@sky.com. E-V-E-R-T-O-N 274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Love to hear from you, as I say. Also, in answer to an email, I get this email every so often from various people, and I don't have a problem with it. They want to know what my signature tune is. Well, to be honest with you, I just call it Sounds Irish because it was composed and is played by a very dear friend of mine, Chrissy Cochrane. Chrissy is one of my colleagues at the Global Voice radio station, a wonderful person and an amazing musician. And she put this little tune together for me for Sounds Irish. It's a wonderful piece, do you not think so? Friends, this is Joe Bullard saying, take care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, Joe Bullard saying, take care. God bless you all. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.